Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
I raced through the Tracy Thorn book you brought us a couple of weeks ago. Loved that one.
A goodie.
A very, very good book indeed. What are you bringing us this morning?
This one is very different.
Okay, big swivel.
It's called Uprising. It's by a Kaitahu writer called Nick Lowe. He is from Christchurch, but he's lived a long time in Melbourne. But what he decided to do was come back to New Zealand and retrace the steps of his ancestors, his tipuna, over the Southern Alps, over 15 walks, trace the Ngāi Tahu trails, and doing this with oral maps, and then also like modern satellites. So he's like, you know, using modern technology to cross these footsteps that his ancestors took.
Wow, what an amazing journey to undertake.
I know, and it feels like such an inspiring mission. And I got to say that I'm very biased because I am also Kaitahu, so I was just like, yes, you're doing lots of work for me. So while he climbs and walks and kayaks and traverses this landscape, he just immerses himself in the footsteps of tipuna, eating the food along the way and bringing people along with him, and looking at the Pacific navigators and how they got to Waipounamu, which is such a special place. And so I thought of you while I was reading this, because especially it's around where you grew up.
The best island.
Yes. Yeah. And so I think what It documents this history in quite a non-academic and quite accessible way.
Yeah.
And like, I imagine Whakapapa is kind of like an accordion, like you stretch out this expanse of time, but when you squeeze it together, your ancestors are you and you are your ancestors. And it's just, imagine, he kind of parallels, like, while he's walking, he'll parallel his story, and then the next sentence will be what his tipuna would be doing. Mm. And then also looking at colonizing or colonial explorers as well, maybe where they went wrong or where they went right, because like it's about reading the landscape, reading the weather, and just even like quite interesting little bits, like when you're looking at walking on the glaciers and stuff, and maybe there's not exact physical evidence of Māori ancestors walking on the glaciers, but then there's four different words for snow. So that must have happened. So I love all those like nuggets of just beautiful. It makes you feel very proud of Kaitahu and where we've come. So it's like he's a very endearing storyteller and quite an earnest storyteller as well. And he uses pūrako, myth, politics, tikanga. You could get quite angry at the swindling of land settlements. And he discusses throughout these feelings of authenticity as a Kaitahu man who looks Pākehā, and has, but the walking and the mountaineering come from his Pākehā side, from his father's side.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And where, you know, what the information as you learn along your journey, what you share with people who ask, and like there's examples of, you know, you're not supposed to, the tikanga is that you don't step on the head of Aoraki, but when he's up there, another mountaineering guide is taking an international person to stand on the head. What do you say? How do you do that? Where do you? Yeah, so it's quite a personal journey. It's like such a pleasure to read, I think. There's a love story in it. It's adventure. It's a historical document. I think if you're a Kaitahu, you have to read this book. You have to.
Compulsory
reading. But if you're interested, if you're from the South Island, but if you're just interested in adventure, I think this book is very accessible. It's
awesome.
Really, really wonderful. Wonderful story.
I really like Nick Lowe's writing. I remember he wrote a beautiful essay around the time that people were talking about how to memorialise the earthquakes in Christchurch.
Mm.
And there was discussion about what the memorial would literally be. And he wrote this gorgeous essay about, I think it was his sort of suggestion was Pounamu bells that would ring when there was an aftershock or any kind of like tremor in the earth. It was a really beautifully written essay, and it's always stayed with me as such a gorgeous idea. And then we got a marble wall by the river, which I'm not a huge fan of, to be honest, but I just have always loved the way he writes about art and about land and about, you know, situation as well. So I'm really excited to read this.
Yeah, he comes from a very informed point of view, but then from the beginning to the end of this book, there's a lot of learning that goes on. Yeah, it is the book is on the waka almost in New Zealand.
Okay, sweet.
The book is, you know, physically pre-order getting situation. Its journey. Yeah, but it should be here this week, hopefully.
And how much is this one if people want to go and buy it?
$40. It's published by Text Publishing, which is an Australian publisher. I just want to say, like, massive big ups to them because it's...
Yeah.
And we use the Kaitahu Mita, which is like everything is NG is changed to K. It's all it. So it's like a really... It's cool.
It sounds like an amazing book. Nick Lowe, Uprising.
Yes, Uprising. Walking the Southern Alps of New Zealand, $40.
Fantastic.
Time out.
Thank you very much, Jenna. We're going to play another fantastic Kaitahu artist now with a song about a big, beautiful river in the South Island. This is Arahura by Marlon Williams and Casey and Clayton, his wonderful Canadian friends there too. Thanks, Jenna.
From the mountain above, I know I'm bound to the river I love, and in a million years I'll be up on that hill. But in a million more, I don't know that I will. Ooh.
ko arahura tēnei waiata, ko Marlon Williams te kaiwaiata, with also Casey and Clayton, that's from their lovely collaborative album that came out not long ago. Thank you very much, Jenna, for bringing us that gorgeous book by Nick Lowe, Uprising.
That was Loose Reads.
And